Good afternoon, everyone. It's Steve here. Welcome to the podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading and subscribing. And thank you for recommending this podcast to others. Now, in this podcast, we're going to look at the etymology of some words. Etymology, if you remember, is the origin of words. But before that, let's just talk about Easter. Now, I'm recording this on the Thursday before Easter, so the Thursday before Good Friday. You can find out all the details of Easter somewhere else. I'm not going to go into that. You might be wondering why, especially if you have children at school. Easter is at different times of the year. Why is it not a fixed date like Christmas? The reason being is that Easter is a religious festival, and like festivals in other religions, it's based on the visibility of the moon at a certain time of year and worked out, calculated from there. So Easter can be mid-March to mid-April. It can't be before a certain date in March, and it can't be after a certain date in April. I do prefer it when Easter's in April because the weather's warmer and nicer. There's no guarantee, but it's certainly going to be better than it is today. Today is what they call Maundy Thursday. Maundy Thursday. That's Maundy spelled M-A-U-N-D-Y. This is the Thursday before Good Friday. And I think the word Maundy comes from some ancient Latin meaning duty. If you think Maundy sounds quite like mandatory, perhaps it's from that. But it's in memory of the Last Supper. Now, on Maundy Thursday, many years ago, the king or the queen used to go around the kingdom and wash the feet of some of the subjects. That's it, yes. The king or the queen used to wash the feet of some of the subjects. They don't do that anymore. They give out what they call Maundy money. Maundy money is a type of commemorative coinage, commemorative money. It is legal tender, but you don't really spend it. You tend to keep it as a souvenir. And Maundy money is given out. It depends on the age of the monarch. So, for example, the king is 75, or it'd be 76 later this year, so he will give out 75 or 76 Maundy money coins or Maundy money coin sets to 75 women and 75 men. Because the king is in poor health at the moment, the queen, his wife, will take the Maundy service instead. There you go. That's Maundy Thursday. Perhaps you didn't know anything about that. I don't know. But we're sticking with the idea. As I say, Easter is decided on where the moon is, the visibility of the moon at a certain time of year. Many, many years ago, hundreds of years ago, the moon and the sun were worshipped. So you had the day of the sun, or Sunday as it's called, and then you had the day of the moon, Monday. Tuesday is named after Tyr, one of the Scandinavian gods. Wednesday is named after a German version of one of the Scandinavian gods. It would be called Odin's Day, but became Woden's Day, and then eventually became Wednesday. Thursday, as I'm sure you all must have guessed by now, is named after Thor. Thor's Day, Thursday. Friday, well, that's named after Freya. She was a Roman goddess. Saturday is named after Saturn, who was the Roman god of agriculture. So the planets and some of the days are named after Roman gods. What about the months? Well, January is named after Janus, the two-headed god. He looks back to the old year, but forward to the new year. February is named after a god called Februa, who, depending on your opinion, he was either the god of sacrifices or he was the god of atonement. March is, of course, named after another Roman god, Mars, the god of war. April is named after the old word apere, which is Latin for buds, opening on plants. Then we get May. Now May is named after Maya, who was the goddess of growth and plants. June is named after the goddess Juno. Then we come into July. July is from Julius Caesar. And August is named after Augustus Caesar. Now this is where the naming becomes a bit strange. Some languages just call the months of the year the first month, the second month, the third month. That's how it translates literally into English. But we have September, October, November, December. Sept meaning seven, oct meaning eight, nov meaning nine, and dec, dec, meaning ten, as in decimal. You might be wondering why we have those names when September is the ninth month, October is the 10th month, November is the 11th month, and December is the 12th month. It's because 200 or 300 years ago, we changed the calendar. Some of those days and months didn't exist, but they do now. So, if you want to do a bit of research, look up the Gregorian calendar and the Julian calendar. Might make interesting reading for you. Well, that's all for today. I thought I'd just let you know the etymology of the words and months in English. Now, we talk about traditions. It's Easter, as I say. So, some people will celebrate tomorrow, Friday, by eating only fish, and also eating hot cross buns, which are buns with currants in them and a cross on them as well, which you can guess why. Saturday is just the day in between. Easter Day is the end of Lent, the end of fasting for some religions. And it's also the day you traditionally give Easter eggs to people. So, whether you celebrate Easter or not, I'm sure at one point you might be eating a hot cross bun and definitely eating Easter eggs. So I wish you a very nice break. And I will see you again, or I will talk to you again next month. Thank you very much for listening, downloading, subscribing, and recommending this podcast to others. As I say, this is Steve, and I will be back again soon. Take care, look after yourself. Bye-bye.